I'm Marco Werman. It's The World on a Thursday. Back to school day here in Boston and back to the Hill this week for lawmakers in Washington. That's where we start today with the latest from our nation's capital on the various Russia investigations. Donald Trump Jr. was in D.C. today for a closed-door meeting with Senate investigators looking into, possible links between the Trump campaign and Russia last year. So the late summer headlines may be about racial tensions, hurricanes, and a possible war with North Korea. But look for Russia to come back into focus as Congress kicks back into high gear. Betsy Woodruff is a political reporter at The Daily Beast. Just remind us briefly, Betsy, what happened with the investigations this summer.
What we've learned is that there are multiple investigations going on. There are multiple investigations on Capitol Hill, and there have been recent reports, which I can confirm, that Bob Mueller, who's the special counsel running the Justice Department's investigation of the alleged collusion, has teamed up and done a bit of coordination with Eric Schneiderman, who's the Attorney General of the state of New York. I also reported last week, or the week before, hard to remember, they all run together. Mueller has been working with agents from the IRS's Criminal Investigations Division. That means it's highly likely he's investigating evidence that someone associated with the president may have committed a tax crime, potentially of money laundering or tax evasion.
And what is the significance of Mueller teaming up with the New York State Attorney General?
So Eric Schneiderman cannot be fired by Donald Trump. He works for the state of New York, not for the federal government. Additionally, if Schneiderman finds that Trump or one of his associates violated New York state law, the president won't have the power to pardon one of his associates for that. The president's pardon powers only apply to federal law here in the United States. So Schneiderman is insulated from some of the pressure that Mueller faces. And theoretically, that means that if the president took an extraordinary step, which we know he's comfortable with taking extraordinary steps, and fired Mueller, that it's possible Mueller could sort of pass the baton to Schneiderman. It gives Mueller something of an extra insurance policy.
So with lawmakers returning from summer recess, how would you describe the narrative of Russia-Trump connections at this point and where lawmakers pick up the baton in the investigation?
It's increasingly tricky for Republicans to talk about. Just this morning, Don Jr., the president's son, testified behind closed doors to some Senate staffers, confirming in a situation where lying would be unlawful that he did have communications knowingly with someone who he understood to be an intermediary for the Russian government in hopes of getting information that would damage Hillary Clinton. Now that Congress is back, we're probably going to see more activity on the Hill as more of Trump's associates go in for these behind closed door question and answer sessions. And the Russia probe is just going to be constantly running in the background.
So aside from Donald Trump Jr., which members of Trump's White House team are currently under investigation?
Jared Kushner is the one who seems to have the most legal liability. Of course, he is the husband of Ivanka Trump, the president's daughter, and he is a White House staffer. We know that he did not reveal that meeting last summer that Don Jr. had. Jared was in that meeting as well. The fact that he didn't reveal that meeting when he applied for the security clearance is something that has lawyers close to the president concerned. Outside the White House, of course, a number of former Trump associates have had to lawyer up. General Mike Flynn, who was the National Security Advisor to the president for a short time. We also know that Paul Manafort has faced a ton of scrutiny from federal investigators. Manafort, of course, was the CEO of Trump's campaign for a short time.
There are several committees in both the House and Senate that are holding private hearings in the next few months. Can you just break down what they're focusing on? Are they all focused on different aspects of the Trump-Russia collusion?
One thing that's important to remember is that one silo of the investigation is looking into the possibility that crimes were committed, a criminal investigation. And then another side of the investigation is actually a counterintelligence investigation. So the intelligence committees, both in the House and in the Senate, it's likely their focus is actually figuring out what specific acts we can attribute potentially to Russian government actors. Meanwhile, the judiciary committees that are also looking into this are going to be focusing more on the thorny legal questions.
So, Betsy, what are you going to be keeping your eye on in the coming weeks with these investigations?
It's really hard to narrow down. There's a lot going on. One thing to keep an eye out for is if more members of the White House start to lawyer up. We know that the Mueller probe is sort of widening its scope and that it's likely they'll be questioning a number of senior White House officials. Those folks are all going to need attorneys. And when that happens, that'll be a good indicator of just how wide the probe is. And of course, what can we understand about the nature of the investigation based on the folks that Mueller's working with?
That's Betsy Woodruff, political reporter at The Daily Beast.